Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
From a cat known as an internationally traveled artist whose distinct sound reflects a fierce connection to the swing tradition, soul music, and even hip-hop, authentic American musical art forms. That was drummer Jerome Jennings with his take on bebop off the 2019 CD of his called Solidarity. This sophomore recording is a social statement on what is really going on in this 2019 world of ours. In fact, we caught up with Jerome about this new recording, and this is what he had to say.
I've come to the point in my life where I'm not waiting or expecting anybody else to do that, because it sets me up for frustration, I found. You know, I don't want to judge people. You know, everybody does what they have to do, and I do understand that every one of our actions, there's a reaction and there's a consequence. Even with this record, I know there's already been backlash. You know, there's already been messages.
This cat has always valued education and the pursuit of excellence, and in 2004, he graduated from Rutgers University, the Mason Gross School for the Performing Arts. Then he went on to the Juilliard School, and as evidenced on this recording, he has always harbored a love and passion for history. And over the years, he's been good company, gigging and recording or playing with the likes of the legendary Sonny Rollins, Hank Jones, the Count Basie Orchestra, Wynton Marsalis, Dee Dee Bridgewater, Henry Butler, Slide Hampton, and the list goes on and on. Keep your eye on this cat. There is plenty more to come. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town full of drummers, from Brian Stever to Ryan Lee, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you some of our jazz, kids. So the originator of the tune bebop was the master trumpeter, bandleader, bebop cat, and legend Dizzy Gillespie. So here he is, joined by his sextet. Let's have a listen to the original. Thank you.
Jerome Jennings, and you're listening to Solidarity on Neon Jazz.
That was the tune Thrift Store Jewelry off the 2019 CD Activate Infinity. And this is the second album from the New York-based band, The Bad Plus, and I really dig these cats. Along with pianist Oren Evans, who joined the trio back in 2018, they have set their sights high on a new trajectory, combined with an abundance of spirit and creativity, producing one of their finest and most original albums to date. And that is the truth. From the overly talented band leader, actor, director, and producer Ozzie Nelson, a lot of you out there know who he is. This is him with his orchestra. We give you the 1931 tune On a Certain Sunday on this certain hour of jazz, kids.
Walking arm in arm on a certain Sunday, folks will sing a song. There will be a service. I'll stutter and sigh. I will be so nervous. I'll flutter like a butterfly on a certain Sunday. Crowds are gonna stare. You'll hear everyone say, what a lovely pair. Please stop your deciding and get a veil to be a bride in on a certain Sunday. You'll be absolutely, positively, positively, absolutely mine.
This is Lucas Brown, jazz organist from Philadelphia, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. I hope you're digging my new album, Sky Views. Thanks for listening.
That was Philadelphia-based performing artist, composer, and educator Lucas Brown with the title track off his 2019 CD called Skyviews. This cat actively performs both jazz and classical music, and he's performed around the U.S. at venues like Carnegie Hall, the Kimmel Center, the Jazz Standard, and the Blue Note, as well as in the countries of Europe and Asia. This guy's gotten around. He recently reached out to Neon Jazz, and we were happy to reach back out to him, and this is what he had to say about jazz. The life.
Always really a big part of my life and definitely one of my main interests. I think once I discovered jazz, then I really took over altogether. And meeting people like Rob, you know, seeing professionals like, okay, this is like a thing people can do in this city. Like, I don't want to say career path because that sounds very like economical about it, but you know, it is a life that's there. I had seeing actual models and role models and having people to look up to.
So one of the mentors in Lucas's life was Philadelphia Strong tenor saxophonist Robert Bootsy Barnes. He's a local hero. A lot of people don't know him, but he did a lot for Lucas. And this is his take on Autumn in New York with his sextet off the 1990 CD Hello. And as we do, listen to Lucas talk about Bootsy.
Just, you know, his curiosity about the music, for one, like always wanting to learn new tunes, just the level of playing, like absorbing the vocabulary. Certainly to play with someone who had played with all the great organists, even though he wasn't an organist, was really helpful for me because, you know, I learned about my role and, like, you know, also, you know, checked out recordings based on things like, you know, Don would do blah, blah, blah on this tune. And so I'd be like, I better go check out really deeply what Don did on that tune, so because he wanted me to do it a certain way. Bootsy did, I mean.
jazz fans. This is the guitarist Roberto Tola, coming to you from Sardinia, the Italian island in the Mediterranean Sea. And you are digging neon jazz coming out of Kansas City.
That was the gifted, the talented, and the jazz power known as multi-instrumentalist Nicholas Payton with the tune simply called C off his 2019 CD called Relaxin' with Nick. On this recording, he is joined by the renowned rhythm section of bassist Peter Washington and drummer Kenny Washington. This double album largely consists of Payton's original compositions along with a few well-chosen standards, full of musicianship and camaraderie in front of a very enthusiastic audience. It's a great recording. From a cool Italian-based jazz guitarist, we go next, another cat that reached out to the show, and we're glad to finally get him on. This is Roberto Tola with the tune Funky Party, featuring the great Bob Mincer and Bill Sharp. Dig in. We'll be right back.
Artie Roth. I'm a member of Toontown, a group from Toronto, Ontario, and I'm very happy to be speaking with Joe Dimino on Neon Jazz.
That was the Toronto-based trio. Oh man, these guys are talented. It's called Toontown. That was the song The Mayor off their 2019 CD, There From Here. It's a new collective featuring Toronto mainstays. Kelly Jefferson on the tenor sax, Artie Roth on the bass, and Ernesto Cervini on the drums. All three of these guys are highly respected Juno-nominated musicians with serious band-leading chops. And their combination all comes together in a very powerful musical force. Lots of moments going on. We caught up with Artie of the band, and he summed up the collective. Have a listen to this.
Well, we all kind of come out of the mainstream jazz tradition and all kind of have a thorough background in bebop and hard bop and all those sort of styles. We kind of incorporate our own personal influence on it. And I think in doing so, I think the fact that we all come from that root of sort of a standard mainstream training in the music, we hope that all those listeners that are coming from that background can still relate to what it is we do.
Full of echoes of jazz, electronica, and ambient music, along with a little bit of minimalism sprinkled in, this is the Mercury Prize-nominated group called Portico Quartet with their 2008 tune called Sitagaze, as the sonic adventure here continues. and our final trek on this time warp of jazz. Under the direction of Alan Blaylock, a premier performing ensemble, again, another force we've been throwing around here on the show. It's the internationally acclaimed University of North Texas Jazz Studies Program Band and is known as the 1 O'Clock Lab Band. The tune, The Things We Did Last Summer, off their latest 2019 album. It's finally great to get these guys on. The University of North Texas is one of the finest jazz programs in the country. We say thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer and one cool cat, either in the 50s or the 2019s, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
It's Miller time.
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We're always here, and we always dig hearing from you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
The boat rides we would take, the moonlight on the lake, the way we danced and hummed our favorite song, the things we did last summer, I'll remember all winter long. The midway and the fun, the Cupid dolls we won, the bell you rang to prove that you were strong. The things we did last summer, I'll remember all winter long. The early morning hike, the rented tandem bike, the lunches that we used to pack. We never could explain that sudden summer rain, the looks we got when we got back. The leaves began to fade like promises we made. How could a love that seemed so right go wrong? The things we did last summer, I'll remember all winter
Jazz.